You hear him every morning as you're driving to work. He's Mike Greenberg, just finished up a Mike and Mike here in Disney Springs. You guys like coming down here to Orlando? You come all the time,
I see. I love it. I mean, we've been coming to Disney World for years, and it's interesting that this week I told members of my staff I have a palpable ache not having my family with me. I've had some of the best memories of my entire life here in these parks and this property with my kids. So it was just a quick trip in and out for us for a couple of days for the Pro Bowl. It was great fun. It always is great fun.
You're a Northwestern guy. Of course, Trevor Siemian's a Northwestern guy. Good to see a fellow Wildcat have some success.
Oh, yeah. We're all so proud of him. I wore his jersey on the day of the first game of the season. They went out and they beat Carolina, and I was really hoping huge things would happen this year. And he got hurt, and that was a shame. But I think he proved that he has a place in the NFL. He's an NFL quarterback. And I'll tell you, I go to one Northwestern game every year, and I was at the game this year against Wisconsin. And at one point during the game, they put up on the screen shots of different NFL players, different Wildcats who were in the NFL. And they saved Trevor for last. And when his name came up, the place went crazy. I mean, everyone is so proud of him. And I hope he gets another chance to start, whether it's in Denver or someplace, because I think he has proved that he can do it. I think he could be a real good player.
Super Bowl is coming up next week. Of course, the Broncos last year, Peyton Manning, Gary Kubiak hoisting the Lombardi. A lot's changed. What do you think about Vance Joseph coming in for the Broncos?
Well, I mean, we'll wait and see. To me, it's a complete unknown. I think everyone thought that was going to be Kyle Shanahan's job. I was very surprised that that isn't the direction that it went. But then after the fact, you started hearing more about how much they liked Vance Joseph to begin with, and they bring in the offensive coordinator that they like. So you get the 1-2 punch. Look, there's a lot of talent there. If Trevor can solidify the quarterback position, or if Paxton Lynch can solidify the quarterback position, no reason to think the defense won't be good again. But it's a stacked division. I mean, Oakland obviously is really good. Kansas City is really good. We'll see what happens with San Diego as they move to L.A. So it's a really tough division, but, I mean, the Broncos are, they've certainly figured to be right in the mix.
I'll get you out of here on this. I know you're a big movie buff. Oscars come out, the nominations came out this week. What do you think?
The best movie I've seen of the group that was nominated was Manchester by the Sea, which is the opposite of Disney World. It's like a gut punch. It's the saddest place on earth. This is the happiest place on earth. That movie is the saddest place on earth, but it's brilliant. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. I enjoyed La La Land, but for my money, I liked Manchester by the Sea better. I've heard great things about Hidden Figures. I'm trying to go see that this weekend, but at this point, if I had a vote, I would vote for Manchester by the Sea.
All right. Thanks, Mike Greenberg. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you.